this is today, do you? It's Indigenous People Day.
What? Oh, never mind.
Do you know what day it is today? It's Halloweeny. It's the day of being scared. So scared that you don't know how scared you really are.
A wise man once said, to truly live, you must do one thing each day that scares you. Congratulations! You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Scary, huh?
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
I'm scared now.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
It's the scariest day of the year. Not here, it's scary every day and scary here, but I mean for you, it's the scariest day of the year. It's when the kids actually walk through the streets. That scares the hell out of me. Sometimes I'll be walking down the street and I see a kid on the other side of the street and I'll hide because that's too frightening for me. Wow, the kids are let loose all over the neighborhoods. All across the world. No! Watch out for the children of the corn. And I mean the children of the candy corn. They're all over the place. If you look over there, there's a kid in a costume. And if you look over there, there's another kid in a costume. They're out to take over the world. They're zombies. It's the apocalypse of children. Walking up to you and saying anything that's on their mind with no filter whatsoever. These kids are annoying. But they're disguised. They're not dressed like normal kids. They're in these freaky costumes so you can't tell which kid is which. So if a kid says something annoying to you, 5 minutes later you can't find that kid anymore. It's annoying. It's so annoying. Sometimes the children will be accompanied by an adult. Ho, 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 ho. That's just as scary. I don't want to talk like this for more than a couple of minutes. Welcome to the program. How are you? It is Halloweeny. It's the day where you carve out a piece of squash and you put a face on it. Yeah, that's what we do on this day. We take pieces of squash and we carve out evil faces on them. And then we display them for other people to see our evil face carvings into pieces of squash. That's annoying and scary. What's the difference between annoying and scary? Nothing. Same thing. Same deal. Are you dressing up today for Halloween? Don't do it if you're an adult because you'll look like a moron. No, you won't, I guess. I don't know. When adults dress up in costumes, I kind of figure, there's something wrong with you. But then again, you know, be daring, be fun, that's okay. I don't really care. But, I don't know. I don't. It's a crazy holiday. You know what the holiday means to me? I can't have a peaceful dinner. Now, I like to sit down for dinner around the time that kids come around to collect candy. I don't give them candy. I give them part of my dinner. Hey, you know, you interrupted my dinner.
here's a little bit of peas and mashed potatoes. Take it home and see what your parents do with that. Let's play DoorDash, shall we? God. But the holiday is for the kids. I remember when I was a kid, it was like yesterday. A lot of yesterdays. And I got excited on Halloween. I got to put my costume on because I could anonymously go to places and they wouldn't know who I was. To me, that was the thrill. Who are you, little child?
I'm Bobby from next door. That's who I am.
You're not Bobby from next door.
Yes, I am. That's who I am. It just doesn't
work for me. But I got all excited. I used to be a cowboy. That was my big costume when I was a kid. And when I was a young adult, if I was going to a masquerade party, I'd be a cowboy. Because the cowboy is the easiest costume. It is. To be a cowboy, you do nothing but put a cowboy hat on. Maybe a bandana, but even that, you know, that's too much. So if you have a cowboy hat, then you put it on your head and you're automatically a cowboy. What could be easier? Come on, you want to save some money on a costume? But Ron, I don't have a cowboy hat. Well, then you're screwed. I'm sorry. Make a one-time investment as a cowboy hat. Put it on your head. You're good for the rest of your life. I mean, seriously. And if you go to Texas or something, you can wear it all the time. It's fantastic. And you don't even have to collect candy.
Cowboy hat, man. That was my thing. That was my thing. Ron, are you a cowboy again?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay, whatever. Thanks for putting so much thought into it.
Hey, I didn't come here to be insulted, okay? Where's the alcohol?
That's what Halloween parties for adults, that's what they are. You dress up like an idiot and you get drunk. I mean, American holiday, let's face it. Did you know, I don't know if you know this, but did you know, I don't know if you knew this, Halloween is celebrated across the globe. Everywhere in the world, they celebrate Halloween. It's true. There are Halloween parties in places they don't even speak English, like downtown. No, I'm serious. In other countries, they do it. In Russia, in China, in India, in Europe, everywhere. They celebrate, I don't know about China. They celebrate, they do. They celebrate Halloween. They put up scary Halloween decorations. Yeah, they do. It's all over the world. It's a big holiday. People don't understand. It's big. It's a big one. Thanksgiving. Just this country, pretty much. Halloween, everywhere across the world. Even outer space. It's true. So, you're probably saying to me, Ron, what's up with this holiday? What is it? Well, I don't know. It is for the kids, you know. And I have to figure out what candy the kids like. Or I could give them candy that they hate and make sure they never come back to my house again for collecting of anything. Don't even come close to my... Don't go to his house. He's got rotten candy. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good to me. It's called trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They come to the door and they say, do you have a treat for me? I say no. And they say, well, then I'll do a trick. Pick a card, any card. Five of diamonds? Yep, that's your card. Hey, that was a trick. Thank you. Take care. Thank you, everybody. I'm here all week. Thank you. Take care. Be good to your family. Drive home safely.
That's the trick.
Or I could be the one that does the trick. Kid comes to the door. Trick or treat?
Well, I have no treats. Pick a card, kid.
It's possible, too. It's possible. Turn around. This is also time of year when leaves are falling off the trees in those states that actually have seasons. I could never live in a state that didn't have seasons. Yeah, you know, like all year it's the same temperature. Maybe a little colder, but, you know, not really. Like, I can't live there. That's like monotonous. I like the change of things a little bit. So I live in the New England areas where I live, and the leaves are falling off the tree. They're changing colors right now. I've got a couple of dark purples and some magentas and things. Oh, strange colors up here. And they fall off the trees, and then the kids play in the leaves. That's the time of year for that. Yeah, yeah. When I was a kid, the homeowners would rake the leaves and put them in the at the curb in the street, and there would be a big truck around the middle of November, and the big truck, the town, would actually pick up the leaves that you put on the curb. You didn't have to bag them or anything when I was growing up. You just rake them to the curb. So you'd have these gigantic piles of leaves on the side of the street, and kids used to play in them. They'd go into them and play in them. And I thought, well, this is like a recipe for disaster. If a car is like swerving a little bit to the side, you could run over some kids inside of the piles of leaves. I don't recall any big news stories with that happening, but it really should have, because that was very dangerous. But we don't do that anymore. Now we have to bag the leaves, you know. We have to bag them. It's so crazy, man. We're crazy. We're just crazy. So you're saying, Ron, you're doing the show today. What are the top costumes for the year 2023? I believe that's the year we're in. I'm not sure. I lost count a while ago. All right. The ninth most popular costume this year that you'll see on the streets. The ninth is a ninja. Yeah, a ninja. I don't know what you wear for that, but apparently they do. I guess you get your karate outfit. The kids go to karate probably on Thursdays. You just wear that, and you just go to the door and, you know, hi, Bobby, did you come back from the ninja class? No, this is my costume. Okay, here's some candy. The eighth most popular costume this year is a costume that's very near and dear to my heart. Seriously, it's the cowboy. The cowboy is the eighth most popular costume this year. Oh, see, they're coming around to me, finally. Eventually, everything comes back to me. The seventh most popular costume this year is the dinosaur. Ooh, that's been around for a while, you know, kids dressing up as extinct things. Then costume number six is Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. That's that freaky girl who dresses in a kind of like a very strange private school kind of costume, and very, very scary little girl. Yeah. I wouldn't suggest that the guys dress up as this, because that could be embarrassing. Wednesday Addams. I guess the guys could be Tuesday Addams. I don't know how that works. The fifth most popular costume this year is a fairy. That's been around forever. Wow. That's cool. Because you can be a little creative with that. The parents can help you put together a fairy costume, you know, do the wings and things and a little flowing gown. That's cute. That's just cute. When kids dress up as fairies, that's just cute. That's what they should be. Dress up as something mythical and wonderful. I like that. And I want the kids to know that someday when they grow up and they get out of high school and they get their bachelor's degrees and graduate degrees, they can become fairies. I think that's a wonderful outlook. The fourth most popular costume this year is the witch. Wow. That's been around forever, too. You just wear a black cape, a pointed hat, and you pretty much got it going. Personality-wise, we all live with witches all year round, don't we? You replace that W in the word witch with a letter B, and you've got yourself a very accurate costume. The third most popular costume this year is Spider-Man, or I guess Spider-Woman. Is there a Spider-Woman? I don't think there is. How did they miss that one? Spider-Man. I think you have to actually buy the costume for that. I don't know how you make a Spider-Man costume. I mean, I have some clothes that I don't fit in anymore because I just got larger and fatter, and I guess that would be like Spider-Man kind of stuff. You know, the very tight-fitting clothes. I really don't know. I have no idea. The second most popular costume this year is a princess, which is just like a fairy, only not, you know. But it, I think Disney just makes princesses, like glorifies them. You know, I don't know. I don't know. We don't have a lot of princesses in this country anymore. Well, the number one is the princess of them all. Guess what the number one costume is this year, specifically for girls. Come on, you know what it is. That's right, Taylor Swift. All you do, you just get the brightest red lipstick you can, slap it on your lips, and you're Taylor Swift, and walk around with a guitar. You got that going. But that's not the most popular. I'm only kidding. The most popular costume this year is Barbie. Let's all say it at once. Barbie. Oddly enough, there's no Ken costume involved here. Barbie. I don't know. If someone came up to my door dressed like Barbie, I'd probably turn the lights out. We have COVID. Go home. Don't even come close to us. Mm-mm-mm. That should be fun, huh? Kids come to the door or something, you know, they say, trick or treat, and you open the door and you go, hi, oh, that's a cute costume. Wait, excuse me a second. What, dear? Yes, the COVID pills? Yeah, they're in the cabinet. Yeah, don't come too close to me with the COVID. Okay. Anyway, kids, you were saying, kids? Kids, where are you? Yeah, that works. Barbie, I don't know. I don't know if Barbie's when I think of Barbie, is it just me? And it usually is when I say these things. When I think of Barbie, I immediately think of Paris Hilton. I do. That's just exactly who Barbie is to me. Sounds like Barbie, looks like Barbie, acts like Barbie, vapid like Barbie. Yeah. Yeah, Barbie. Somewhat successful because of her father's money, that kind of thing. I'm really surprised that Paris Hilton was not Barbie in the movies. I really think they missed their big chance to make that like really popular. Anyway, it is indeed Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. We have an interesting guest that could be quite scary coming up in just a few seconds. You kids be good. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for a fun night out? Check out that bar near your house, now featuring live entertainment all weekend. Friday night, it's one guy and a guitar playing 90s cover tunes and original songs about his recent breakup. Catch a dose of classic rock on Saturday nights with that band fronted by that chick you knew in high school who's still pretty hot after a couple drinks. Sunday afternoons, it's three old guys and a hipster doing their very best to play jazz. And don't miss the big hot Sunday dance party with your DJ, the bartender's second wife's stepson with those weird things in his ears. It's all happening this weekend at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Christina Sauer joins us now. She is involved with National Geographic Kids. And this is a new one. This is Why the Human Body, which is fascinating. We should know about our human bodies here. Let me say off the top, thanks for being here, first of all. And secondly, National Geographic Kids, I don't buy it. I think it's National Geographic Everybody, because every time I talk to National Geographic Kids, it's a book that I want. So it doesn't really, but that's okay. You can call it what you want.
Oh, I love that. Well, and honestly, we're all kids at heart, to be fair. We all love still that sense of curiosity and learning, which is kind of the what's the heart of our brand. So with Why the Human Body, this book is the sister to a larger book called Why, and it's over 1,111 answers to everything. Mm-hmm. And we had such success with that book. And one of the chapters was on the human body that we thought, why not make it even more in-depth and go into more subjects that kids love? So these are just broken down into five like your body parts.
Yeah.
To tell kids everything they need to know, from anatomy to something that growth and the future of their bodies.
It's great. I mean, it's every parent's dream, because they don't know the answer to these questions that their kids are asking. So now,
honestly, That's how I felt too. I was like, this is the perfect book for when that kid, or your student comes to you and says, hey, why is this way? Or like, what are scabs? Why do I throw up? And you don't know the answer. Or you've been told, we do some Mythbusters. You've been told something like our entire lives that your tongue, you can taste different. Taste on different parts of your tongue. And they're like, no, actually you can't. Your tongue, you can taste everything from sour to sweet all over your tongue.
Yeah. It's amazing. When I was a little kid, the only thing I picked up about my human body somehow, and I had heard it from somebody else, that there are living things in my eyelashes and in my eyebrows. It freaked me out. And it's kind of the last question I ever asked about my body. Do you know, is that true? Are there things living in our eyebrows and things like that?
You know, it's funny because as humans, you think, oh, we are isolated. We're by ourselves. Yes. We are the only living thing on our body. But everything from our eyelashes to even our gut, I think we're learning more about like our GI tract and that there are bacteria and these aren't bad things and they live inside of us and they do the things they need to do so that we can survive.
Okay. A lot of it gets a little creepy because you don't really don't expect that. Or is our existence, are we living on somebody's eyebrows?
Fortunately, that I can tell you with absolute certainty, we are not. But that would be a sci-fi film.
Yeah. Why is our blood red?
So it's funny because this is a question I remember having as a kid and many adults too, because there's this thought that when you look at your veins or your arteries on your arms or parts of your body, they look blue or green. So you assume that that's the color of your blood. And that's just the color of your vein or artery. Inside it's composed of lots of different blood cells. And in those blood cells is this thing called hemoglobin. And hemoglobin just happens to be red. So that's why we have red blood. But not all animals actually have red blood. We do see some things like octopus will have blue blood. And same reason, whatever the blood cells are composed of, you're going to see that color shine through.
Wow. Give me a couple of other examples of things that we probably didn't know about ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. So one of the things when we were talking about those eyelashes and eyebrows, sometimes we also wonder, why do we even have them? For eyebrows, you know, sometimes we see in animation, we use them a lot for like expressions, which is what they do. They do tell us a lot about how you're feeling or we can interact just with our eyebrows. But the truth is what they were there for is to block sunlight and direct sweat and rain from your eyes. And if you think about it, it makes sense, right? You're like, oh, wait, that's why it kind of lots of condensation shows up when I'm sweating or if it's like really rainy and it directs around it. And your eyelashes are simply there to keep the dust and dirt and water out of your eyes.
Wow. Incredible. And the nose is also a filtration system, right?
Yeah. And those have little hairs too. So they kind of operate very similarly. And a lot of the hairs, especially inside our ears and nose and on the outside of our eyes do all the same. Our body's very smart. It knows, okay, this is how I need to keep things out. If it gets past it, I have a reaction, like a sneeze to send out that. There's also, I mean, throwing up, right? You think, oh, I get this bug and that's why I throw up. Your body actually can naturally just vomit because it's trying to expel anything that's inside your body that's not supposed to be there. It's always trying to protect you.
That I get. I mean, not that I do it all the time. I mean, I understand it. Okay.
No, but it makes sense. But our body's natural function is to protect it. So, I mean, even things that you and I don't think about, like when we eat a sour lemon, we like pucker up immediately. And we think that's just because it's a lemon and it's sour. And it's actually because our bodies don't know the difference between extreme acidic foods and very just normal, healthy, or not dangerous foods. Uh-huh. So instantly they will always pucker. And so sometimes even when you see a lemon, because you've had that response before, your body already tenses up.
Interesting. Wow. I guess to me, the most fascinating part of the body is the brain. I mean, I'd, I mean, it's just unimaginable. I guess you have to be a scientist or some kind of medical whiz to understand what's going on up there. But with all the electronic impulses and brains, that's amazing to me. I assume that this is covered in the book as well.
Oh, we have a whole section on the brain. We talk about why is the brain so wrinkly to, you know, like, why does music make me move? And why do I get excited when I hear music?
Yeah.
And even what the brain is made of, but actually it's made of a lot of fat, which many people don't know. Yeah, it is. And it weighs about 3 pounds, which is massive. We also talk about, like you say, all of those reactions between it and those electrons that are happening.
Yeah.
The reason why our brains are so wrinkly is simply that surface area. If the more it wrinkles, the closer those parts of the brain are to each other, and more reactions can take place.
Wow. Okay. And some of it, go on, please.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and speaking of that, the reason why we also know that is the person that we know who had the most wrinkles, like more than any other human, was Albert Einstein.
Really? But you, but you don't find that out until after.
Yeah, you won't know if you're brilliant.
Yeah. Well, no one's going to tell you either, but the other people will know, I guess. It's a fascinating book, and as I said, you can call it a kid's thing, but it's for everybody. It's great. I have the entire series because this is my learning mechanism, oddly enough. So if teachers in school were only like these books, I think life would be fascinating and kids would just love to learn. Congratulations on this. The book's available everywhere, quite obviously.
Yes. Well, and thank you so much. We love to hear that people love our books. We enjoy making them, and we really love adding some quirky facts and activities, making it interactive and just fun, because that's the reality is all of these things are fun to learn about because we experience them every day. Well, and yes, you can get these books wherever books are sold.
Cool. Is there a website where we can find out all the books that are available through this?
Yeah, so we sell in many different markets, so anywhere from your Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
Right.
You also could go on Shop Disney, has a lot of our books as well.
Okay, or just Google National Geographic Kids, and it's probably all over the place. Okay.
Oh, and they'll pop up immediately. Yep.
Yes, I'm sure it will. It's great. I mean, and the other thing that we didn't talk about, but is really the biggest point to me when we talk about National Geographic Kids, is it's a bonding mechanism between kids and their parents. If you do this with them and go through the book with them, these are moments that you can actually share, and that's kind of what it's all about. Okay.
Oh, it really is.
All right. Hey, you've been a pleasure. I always enjoy speaking to you. Thank you so much, Christina. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program that won't be Halloween-y. Make sure your kids are safe tonight, please, because cars are driving around and kids do walk the streets, and I don't trust drivers as far as I can throw them. And I can't throw them very far, so I don't trust them at all. So you be careful out there. Make sure your kids are safe and comfortable, and that they don't eat all the candy that they collect. That's your responsibility as a parent. Not much more than that. Just make sure that that's the case, and we'll all be happy. Have yourselves a wonderful evening and a wonderful day, and I wish you peace.